Welcome to Auroville Radio. Welcome from Nadia. Today I have the pleasure to have Snehal Roy here at the studio for an interview about her very interesting work and experience here in Auroville. Welcome, Snehal.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nadia. It is a pleasure to be here today. Thank you so much for your time. And hello, everyone, whoever is listening.
Yes, we are here to let people know about your story and about your work here in Auroville. The most interesting thing for us, this particular approach with math as a language. But first of all, I want to know from you, what is your experience in Auroville right now? How long have you been here and what brought you here?
So we are an unschooling family. So we have been unschooling our two children and ourselves for past 12 years. It's a journey in itself, which brought us here. First, we visited Auroville in 2018. That was
the 50th anniversary.
Yes, yeah. Anniversary. And we came specially for that. We were here in the week of August. So it was a very memorable experience for us. And at the end of 2019, when we decided to leave the city life and live sustainably, which we practice, we thought that it would be nice to, you know, do it in a community like Auroville, where so much experiment is happening, so many different experiments are happening at the same time, you know. So, unfortunately, initially we couldn't come in 2020 because of the unforeseen lockdown. But right after the first wave, we came, and since then we are here. We came here just for a month, just to see, and our 1 month is still going on.
Since 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, long month.
Yeah.
I guess so, you became a newcomer in this time.
Yes, yes.
So you're actually now involved in the community as a newcomer. You're discovering the Auroville experience from this newcomer perspective.
Very much.
So very nice to know about this. What about your work at the Integral Paradigm of Knowledge? How did you get in touch with them? And what is the link between you and this other beautiful project of Auroville?
Thank you so much for asking this question, because there has been a lot of things that happened to just for us to come together at one point of time. When one comes to Auroville, a lot of internal shift happens, you know, a lot of layers unfold and you try to seek what's within. And those things come up, and that's what happened to me as an individual in past 2 years. When I came, I was seeking what I really want to do. And I really came up with two things that I was continuously doing and finding really something that drove me or attracted me towards itself. And one of them was math. I have been teaching math always in a non-traditional way before coming to Auroville. But then coming to Auroville made me interact with so many diverse people who have so many different perspectives about learning and education. It was so enriching. And my journey brought me to exploration of Sanskrit. So before meeting IPK team, I was actually getting on my personal research with the Sanskrit scriptures and looking to find mathematics in it and trying to see how it can be brought to children or those who are curious to know about mathematics to help in their understandings, because there are very tiny, teeny tiny gaps, you know, which build up over the years when we start our mathematics journey. And by the time you graduate, you're like, I don't think I'm really good in math, but I play guitar very well. Well, it's the other way of saying you're really good at math, you know, because there's so much math involved in music itself. But we just don't know that. We are not aware of that. So that was my work. And it just happened by fluke that we happened to interact in one of the, you know, maybe potlucks or group meeting, I don't remember. And we thought that it would be nice. And IPK is usually a really integral paradigm of knowledge, you know. So IPK's work involves in all the inquiries of knowledge and consciousness. And what I was trying to do was so in alignment with, because it is a very broader perspective, and probably I was the tiniest segment which fit in IPK, and I was happy to do that, you know. So that's how we just ended up together.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful opportunity and very interesting. I've heard of linking math with music several times, but I've never heard of linking math to Sanskrit, so to language, yeah, and to an ancient language, very rich language.
Right.
What is the meaning of speaking about math as a language? What do you mean?
So let's go back in time several thousands of years when all of this was evolving, you know. Do you think people evolved the language part of it and the mathematics part of it separately while it was happening? No. There was no such thing as different streams which you have today. So when the language was evolving, so was mathematics. And there was no different treatment that was given to the what we call a subject today. It was evolved to interpret what is happening, to make sense of what is happening around us. Mathematics happened to be that universal language which everybody around the world understood. You know, a language divides us, because if I don't know certain language, it becomes difficult for us to communicate. But mathematics is that one thread which connects us universally. And it's nothing more than a language. It's a language that we can speak even to non-livings or things which cannot really speak. Like, for example, in school we teach about shapes, right? So we teach about circle and a triangle and a square. But then if a child asks, oh, what is the shape of that tree? What are you going to say?
It's neither a shape, a circle, right? Nor a cube, or
it's none of that, right? Yeah. But then there is a mathematical. So understanding that, what shape is that? You have to really understand how exactly tree made itself into that, you know, or what distinguishes one tree from another. It's really a pattern, you know, the pattern of leaves, the pattern, the branches come out.
Yeah.
And if you observe it closely, each type of tree will use that just one particular type of pattern. Like, for example, if you take simple tulsi leaves,
mm-hmm,
or they will always grow in a pattern of two. So two like this, two on the other direction, you know?
Yeah.
And then the shape of leaves will also have a pattern. How does plant know to do that? They didn't go to school. But the interpretation of that help us understand the world around us. That's why mathematics is a language. It's not a subject,
yeah,
you know, to excel in or to make a career out of it. It's a language to understand. And that's what I want. That is the perspective of language that I want to bring in front of everybody, that to treat it the right way. Coming to Sanskrit, actually what I'm telling, they have experienced it. They have explored it thousands of years ago, along with the language. So there was a development of language that was happening along with the development of mathematics. If we get into the construction of Sanskrit language itself, there is a lot of mathematics involved in it. And the purpose of evolution of mathematics in ancient India was not just to interpret the world, but also to manifest certain values and qualities in a human being. So the one who practices mathematics, there are eight qualities that they say that it brings out in a person, you know. They become really attentive, because one, if you're doing calculations, we call it ganana in Sanskrit, you have to be really cautious, you have to be at the present moment, you can't be lost in your thoughts. The more calculations you practice, the more you practice to, you know. So qualities like this, quality to just figure out the particular method that is appropriate just for this process, out of thousands of methods that are possible. At some point of time, the methods were not in existence. Some of the methods were actually those were created or generated just to satisfy a certain problem, like to create a certain architecture, you know. So that is the perspective that Sanskrit language study of these scriptures bring, you know. Like if I ask a child to draw a circle, but I'm not going to give you any tools, how would you do it? That is the thought, because somebody has done it, right? Somebody has came up with this shape. Somebody has came up with the how to figure out the distance between the earth and the sun. How did they do it? That the thinking of that, and that is something that we need to put in front of children to make them think, because I feel we really underestimate their how much they can understand.
I guess that's through the trial and error process.
Yes, and that trial and error is really, really important in order to really be knowledgeable at certain thing. You know, what we are doing is we are only giving them information. We are telling them, okay, this is math, and these are the theorems, and this is how you solve it. And this scientist has come up with this, and he was so great. But then at the same time, we are forgetting that a person who you're telling this information to has an equal capacity and potential to be as good as that scientist.
Then it would be,
and that is something that needs to be brought out.
Yeah, more interesting to get them into the experience of discovering the
absolutely,
same thing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Rather than learning something that was already done.
Yes, yes.
That makes it less boring, I would say, much more interesting as a person who was taught in the old way, you know.
Yeah, some weird.
Yeah. It's interesting to know that there's an alternative. And yeah, as far as these alternatives are concerned, what is the offering that you're going to give here in Oroville regarding this subject?
So I feel that in order to learn something or teach something, a personal connection is really important. You know, you really have to truly connect to a person in order to... So there is a communication that has to happen, and that communication is both ways. And it's very hard to do it in a group. So I want to give an individual attention to those who are either curious to know more about the language of math, but also who find it difficult or they're afraid, oh, maths, okay. So I want them to give it an opportunity. Okay, let's try and explore it this way. Okay. Children are also, you know, there are, again, 8 to 10 qualities that are in children. Like some children are very kinetic, right? They can't sit still in one place. What's wrong in teaching them math that way? So I want to explore the different approaches also with them, along with
them. You mean then applying the same teaching through different methods?
Different methods, yes.
According to the person.
One topic can be taught in different ways, yeah, according to person's adaptability and interest, yeah, and inclinations. And that is what I want to offer. Like somebody doesn't like to sit in a classroom, we can take the math outside. Math is everywhere, right? There is no place that exists here beyond the space. So the world is a classroom, really, and even beyond that. But
then we're speaking about a group class,
yeah,
through IPK, Integral, yeah, Paradigm of Knowledge,
yeah,
at the European House.
Yes.
Is there an age group, age frame?
So at the moment, I'm looking at children from 8 to, let's say, 16, 17 years. Those who will be probably finishing their middle school, up to that.
So both primary and
middle school.
And also
high schoolers,
high school.
Yes. But obviously in a separate groups, whatever they prefer or whatever things that they need to work on. Like, if there is a middle schooler who is really suffering with the concepts of multiplication and division,
okay,
then despite of the age or the school, wherever they're going, we will work on the concept. So there is no really this thing that, okay, you are a middle schooler and you should be learning middle schooler stuff. No, it doesn't matter. We will explore numbers, you know, and whenever you're comfortable, we go ahead. So that's the approach that I want to offer to the community.
Thank you, Snehal.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is again a call for all the children who want to improve their math or just learn it in a different way, in a new way, new but ancient way, with Snehal through IPK project at the European House. contact us so that we can put you in contact directly with Snail in case you need. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You want to add anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. இது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.